Okay, everybody's like, today's daf is daf Lamed Ches, and we are in the middle of exploring, expanding, and expounding on the various psukim of the Heilige Torah. And you remember we had a number of psukim that said yesterday, we started off with Sikhu Koifer Lo Nefesh Roitzeach. What does that mean? That if Chas V'Shalom, a person has been sentenced to death because he did an Aveira, that's Machayiv, one of the Arba Misois Bezin, you cannot go and take money from him to redeem him and release him from that death penalty. Then towards the bottom, the Yom HaDigmora asked, what do I do with the pasuk of Kol Chayrim Asher Yochram Min HaOdam Lo Yipode?
Can you take money and kill him?
That's the din of Kom Libdramine. Kom Libdramine means you only give him the harsher sentence, you don't give him the more lenient sentence.
But why can't you kill him and take money? That's what I'm saying.
I understand, and that's the din.
Because of this.
That's
reason.
Of the this of the or the halacha of Kom Libdramine. Kom Libdramine is an Aramaic term, which means that if a person is normally guilty of two acts, and there, which he did simultaneously, shkoyach, which normally under the Torah he would get two punishments, one a more chomer punishment, a more harsher punishment, and more lenient. We only give him the harsh one, we don't give him the lenient one. How do we know that? We learned that from a couple of psukim yesterday. It says in the pasuk, "Liyeh osayin onishiones kidei rishasim b'mispar." Good, shnei rishias. Yeah. Anyway, but getting back to the focus of today's gemara, we have another pasuk called "Chayrim ashi yochram min ha'odam lo yipode." What does that mean? L'chayra, on the surface, it means that someone who has been muhram, in other words, he has been sentenced chas v'shalom to death. Lo yipode, don't release him from that. He gets the death penalty. But the obvious question is, but I already had a pasuk, Loisikhu Koifel and Nefesh Roitzeach. So what do I do with this Kol Chayrim Asher Yochram? And we're going to have a number of pshat, and we started off yesterday and we continue on today. So one pshat that we had yesterday was that if a person is Yotzei Lehoreg, which means that he's on the way to the gallows, and the person, somebody else says, Erkoy Olai, the Erech of that ploini is on me. We had a machloika, says he have to go and pay the Erech. If he says, Domo Valai, everybody agrees you don't have to give anything, because that person is essentially worthless, because if you were to sell him as a slave, you wouldn't get a nickel.
Then they're working.
Exactly. However, if you go and say, Erech Olai, the question is, since the Torah has objective standards for Erechin, which means we don't look at whether the person happens to be a rocket scientist, or whether he happens to be a janitor, we only look at his age and his or her gender. Okay, so this person is of age, whatever his age is, and he has a gender, whatever that is. So, l'chayri shan go and pay. Anyway, that's a machloikis between the Tanakama and Reb Chananya ben Akavya. The Tanakama says the kol chayrim ashiyochram in Odam is telling us that if someone chas v'sholem has been sentenced to death, lo yipada, you do not have to be poide your erchin, that if you said erech plain, you're off the hook, you don't have to give any money to the Bede Kabayis. Chananya ben Akavya disagreed, and he said, no, since it's dumb of Ketsuvin, since there happen to be standard objective rates which are set forth in the Torah, it makes no difference whether the person is Yoitz Lehorig or not. So, Frank Yimora, Chananya ben Akavya, what do you use this Kol Chayrim Asher Yochram for? So he goes back again, that if a person did an Aveira for which he wants to get out of Misa, and he wants to be poed to himself, I'm willing to go and give $20 million to the Beis HaMikdash, but just get me off the death penalty. No, Kol Chayrim Lo Yipode. Frank Yimora, but that's the same thing, L'Sichu Koifel HaNefesh Roitzeach. I have the same pasuk over again. It depends. Misois Chamurois or Misois Kalois. What means Misois Chamurois and Misois Kalois? Misois Chamurois means that there is no possibility of having a kapora bishogeg. If the person did the aveira bishogeg, there's no carbon chatos. That's a midois. Those are Misois Chamurois. Misois Kalois means those that, if you were to do it, the mezid is kareis, and therefore b'shoigig you're allowed to be in karm chatos. That's considered to be more kal, because the Kodesh Baruch Hu gave you a way to get a kapora by shoigig. So even by mezid, it's considered to be a little bit more lenient. Mezid is kalis. Freit Yimora, so how do I know that halacha from? I know that from Kol Chayim. But Freit Yimora, why can't I learn that as well from the Leisikhu Koifel Nefesh Yotzeach, any type of Aveda? So Yimora says, I'll tell you why. Because it depends whether you did a Bederach Aliyah or Bederach Yerida. What means Bederach Aliyah, Bederach Yerida? Back in the Parsha of Golus, It says in the pasuk that someone was trying to chop down a tree. V'noshal habarzel min ha'eitz v'yapel ola v'yomais. It fell down on the person and he nebuchtai. And Chazal dash of the words v'yapel olav, that it's only b'derech nefila, not b'derech aliyah, which means that if a person is taking his axe and he's picking it up on the upswing motion to be able to do the downswing on the upswing, if at that point the barzel falls off, the person is potter min hagolus, because that's considered to be korav lo'oynis. Mashenkin, if it's on the downswing and it falls off, then he's exerting it to go and cut. Then, chas v'shalom, if he hits somebody, then he gets cuts. So, Torah is machalik between derech aliyah and derech yirida. So, Zos Gemara, last line. Omer Rabin Bachoma Itzrich, what do I need? The pasuk kol cher mashi yochram. Sol kedaitacha min a top of lamed ches omer aleph. Hani mili eichadi hargoy derech aliyah. Then the Torah said, don't take money to free him. Shaloi nitna shigos the kapara, because this shoygig has no kapara. There is no din of going into gavush. No din of bringing karm chatas. Therefore, says the Torah, don't take money, because I see
so that's called a chomer?
For these purposes. For these purposes
it's
called chomer.
Strange,
I understand it's
like
about. But nevertheless, the Torah doesn't give a kapara, and therefore the Torah doesn't allow you to do another form of kapara to give money. The Torah gives other ways out. What is the other way out? You go to Galus. Oh. Maybe that would be another option to go and get out of this terrible chait that he never killed someone. It was Taka Bishagi. But nevertheless, the Torah gives you a kapara. Go to Galus. Maybe the Kodesh Baruch will give a kapara, give money. Kamash v'lon as nisht. Anyway, so bottom line is, I need the two separate psukim, one to tell you derech aliyah, and one derech yerida. Amli Rava, what are you telling me? You're trying to distinguish between yerida and aliyah. We already learned Tanid Vecheske a few days ago in the Gemara. We learned it in a different connection. We learned it to go and tell the din of Chayove Misoit Shoyigin. What means Chayove Misoit Shoyigin? That not only is there a tour of Kamle Bidramine, when I'm actually giving the person Misa, but even if he did a Bishoyigin, where I'm not giving him Misa, nevertheless, if the reason why it was a shogi without hasra, he didn't know, there were no eidim, whatever the situation was, but lamas it was a shogi. In the Havamin of the Gemara, we thought it was a machloikas of Yechon Rish Lakish, but after that, Baruch Hashem, they both united with rear achtus to go and tell us that everybody agrees, chayav emis shogigin, your potter min hatashlumin. But now we're using that drasha to go and prove our point that there is no difference between derech aliyah and derech yirida for our purposes. It says in the pasuk, Maki Odom and Maki Behema, the two together. Maki Behema Yishalmena, Umaki Odom Yumas. Why does the Torah put the two together in the same pasuk? To go and tell you. Ma Maki Behema Lechalakta, Boy Ben Shogil Amazim, Ben Miskavlish, Ben Miskavlish, Ben Derech Yirid, Derech Aliyah, Lepoitre, Mamel Chayv, Mamoin. When it comes to Hezek, a person is Mazik, the Gemara says elsewhere, a person is Muadli Oilam, Bain. Or Ben Yashan. Person is always
about Maka Behema.
I'm sorry?
It's my here it says Maka Behema this.
But who is the Maka? The Maka is the Odom. An Odom is
mean,
Mudla
Oyla. The person is Maka Behema.
Exactly. The person who hit the Behemoth can say, Oh, Hashikul Behema. But Lamasa, he walks around with two feet. Nothing happened, everything happened. I also get confused. Anyway, so bottom line is, if an Odom Hamazik, he always has to pay. There are no exceptions to the rule. You're always chayv.
If you did it directly, for sure.
On the moonlight.
Yeah, we're talking about he did directly.
On the moonlight.
Exactly. The Odom is Mudla Oyla, even if he's hitting a Behema. He's the other mudlai. Okay, this is the first part of the drasha. So now, what's the second part? Af maki odom leitach leboy ben shogig lemezim miskavish and miskami derech yirida derech aliyah lechayve mamen el lepoitre mamen. Meaning that famous rule of kam le bidram minei that Reb Menashe was asking about before, that tells us that you don't have the double tashlum and only the harsher punishment and not the more lenient punishment, that applies, says Tanu Vechizki, across the board. Even if he did it bishogeg, even if he did it bederech aliyah, where in all of these situations he does not have to go and get any punishment. He doesn't have to go into Golis if it's Derech Aliyah. If it's Derech Yerida, he doesn't get Misa, he only goes into Golis. But the point is, in all situations, you don't pay the money according to Tanya Vecheske. Then what does it have to do with us? What it has to do with us, you see that we are now equating Derech Aliyah and Derech Yerida Legabe paying Mamayin. Now even though that Pasuk over there is talking about a little bit different than our limit over here, there, Tanav Echeski is talking about paying money in addition to getting the harsher punishment of Misa or Golis. And he said, no. You only get one, you don't get two. You always potter min ha-mamay. Here our Gemara is now extending that Legabi our din, and that is Legabi being poid to someone from a death sentence. That if Chas V'Shalom, a person was sentenced to death, or if he was sentenced to go into Golus, can he go and use money to go and get himself out and release him from the more chomur dika punishment? Says our Gemara, based on Tanav Echeskia, that equates Yerida and Ali, and Ali and Yerida, apparently there's no difference when it comes to money. And if that's the case, what do I have to have two psukim for? The pasuk of Sikhu Koifer La Nefesh Reitzeach to tell you that you cannot go and redeem yourself with money. And I have yet another pasuk called Chayr Mashiach Min Adam Lo Yipada to tell you not to go and release yourself and redeem yourself with money. So till now I learned this is one pasuk is Aliyah and one pasuk is Yerida. But based on what I'm saying now, there's no difference between Ali and Yerida Legabi pattering from money. Elam Rabbi Chama Rami Bachama, you're absolutely right. So what are we going to do with this pasuk called Chayna Mash Yochra? Itzrich! Salkadai Tzachem, and I need the pasuk. Because Hani Milahecha Desima Es Einoi Bahorgoi Bah! Aval Hecha Desima Es Einoi Bahorgoi B'davar Acher Eiminishkol Mamoina Minei! Aha! So says the Gemara, I might have thought of this din of Kom Le B'drava Minei, that if you do a big Isser, which is Machayiv, both a punishment Chas V'Shalom of death, and a punishment of paying Mamoin, I might think this is only if he did both things simultaneously with one action, as opposed to doing it simultaneously with two actions. What do you mean, one action, two actions? Oh, what happens if a person got very angry at somebody else? And he went and he gave him such a punch, Nebuch, he blinded him in his eye, and the punch was so strong that Nebuch, the guy fell down on the floor, and Nebuch, Halach la ilamoi, cardiac arrest, and that was all it. So that was one action where he both was sima es einoi as well as killing the guy. If you want to make it even easier, didn't give him a punch. He went and took a knife or he took a gun and shot him in the eye. He was immediately sima es einoi. At the same time, he never killed the guy, never went through his head, etc. Everybody understands.
Not two separate acts.
That's one act. Exactly right. What happens if instead this person happens to be multidextrous, is it called? Ambidextrous.
Ambidextrous.
So he's able to go and pitch with two hands at the same time. So what does he do? With one hand he gives him a punch, and the other hand he goes and shoots him, and Nebuch, with the punch, he Nebuch blinded the guy, and with shooting him, Nebuch, he killed the guy. And both of them happened at the same time. Okay, so these are two separate actions which cause the same Sima es Einoi and Nebuch Hargoi. So I might have thought that the Petur is only in the first case, where he only did one action. One action, you only get one punishment. But if you're doing two actions at the same time, maybe you should have to have both punishments, both the Misa and paying the money for the destruction, Simas Einoi. Now obviously the guy that's dead, he's not going to be able to use the money unless you want to make a gold-plated coffin. However, we're talking about giving to the Yorshim, giving to the family for the fact that he caused this terrible, terrible damage. So Zokti Yimara, Arba B'chama, Itzrach, I need both psukim. So to write Chamina, when does the Torah say this apetur of common deramine? Han milaycha the simas einoi behorgeba, that the same simas ayin also is ariga, all one act. Avleicha the simas einoi behorgeba dover. Acher, eimenishkul money minay. Maybe I should go and take money from him in addition to the misa. Kamash malan. That's why I have the pasuk called Chayim Mashiach. Mina adam lo yipada. You don't take money from someone who is sentenced to die, regardless of the fact that it was one action or two actions. But of course, both of them have to be the idna at the same time. Because if he did one early and one later, that's a different story. Barry, you had a question.
Yeah, many times where we talk about, you know, somebody doing one avera mechayim nechatos, it's always one action simultaneously.
Yeah.
Now we're opening up. We're splitting up and saying, no, two actions.
It's
undermining everything we've done before. The Quran is it's one action. It's one action. Why are we now suddenly shifting and saying, even two actions but one result?
The reason why you know one action is because you know the Kamal Rabbanei means that any time a person does multiple things at one time, that's machai.
One act with one source, one action.
Okay.
You change the word from one action to simultaneous.
Yeah.
See, the
blessing of our additional pasuk is to tell you, don't think that it's like you're saying, that Kol HaTorah Kulo Kamal Rabbanei is only one action, one action, one action. Says these extra pasuk that even if it's two actions in one time, the same halacha would apply.
But how can you ever say it's simultaneous? We always have this principle. It's
for these purposes, you can be mitzvahs. In other words, I don't mean if it's over a period of 10 minutes or 10 seconds. But here we're talking about one episode.
In terms of the guy who's hitting Israel, what if he hits him with both hands? Mm-hmm. I mean, that's one zach. He did
right.
Both hands were
mm-hmm.
off.
Sure, sure.
It's the same. It's really mitzidi. It's one mice.
One koyach. Ah, okay. Anyway, but that's why we have to have a second pasuk. Great Gemara. So now we think that we have for envid. It's not so simple. Amalei Rava Hanami Mirech Tana Dechizki Nafka. This new chiddush that you're trying to give, that there might have been a thought that there's a difference between one action and two actions, I don't need the Kol Chena Mashiachram for. I know that from another Tanad Vechizkiya. Who's the other Tanad Vechizkiya? Ayin Tachas, Ayin Veloy, Ayin V'Nefesh Tachas, Ayin. Now Rashi points out that this Tanad Vechizkiya is taken somewhat out of context. What is Tanav Chizkiah really addressing? He's addressing the fact that it says in the Pasuk, Ayin Tachas Ayin, and literally that means eye for an eye, and literally that would sound like if Chas Hashem, somebody knocked out Reuven's eye, then Reuven can knock out Shimon's eye. He can go and pay him back Ayin Tachas Ayin. Exactly, that's what it sounds like. But we, of course, know Chazal Darshan, that it means Mamoin, and not literally Ayin Tachas Ayin. Now, how do Chazal take this? The Gemara has a number of different pshatim, but one of the pshatim is Tanad Vechizkiya. What does Tanad Vechizkiya say? Tanad Vechizkiya says that if the Bezin is going to go and tell Reuven, you can go and strike the other guy and knock out his eye too, Ayin Tachas Ayin, he might be a very, very strong fellow. He gives him a knock, a clap against his eye, and he might kill him. And the Torah only is allowing Ayin Tachas Ayin. It's not allowing Ayin and Nefesh Tachas Ayin. The guy doesn't deserve to die. He deserves to lose his eye, but not to go and lose his life. And therefore, Zoktan Bechizki, it cannot mean literally Ayin Tachas Ayin, because you can't go and restrain a guy and say, you can only use enough force to go and knock out his eye. You know, so how hard do I have to push? You know, I hit him one time, I didn't do a good job. Okay, you have a second chance, you know, keep on doing it until you knock his eye out. It says Tan Bechizki, that's why it cannot mean literally. Let's look at the Rashi right parallel to our Gemara. You see, Ayin ba'ayin with our Gemara. Like ayin b'nefesh tachas ayin. Zok to Rashi. Minei kaim alon b'hachoyvel. From this drasha we learn that ayin tachas ayin lav mamish. We don't mean mamish eye for an eye. Di amris mamish. Dum b'hadi desamina li einei. Maybe at the same moment that he's going to blind the fellow, mayis chas shom, the guy will die if he hits him with lethal force. The guy chas shom. V'havali ayin b'nefesh tachas ayin. So therefore, this really does not negate to us. However, says Rashi, from these words, however, we can learn to that you cannot go and do two punishments, and therefore I don't need the loyokram in Adam to tell you this din of one action, two actions simultaneously. I can learn it from the other Tanna of Chizkiya, that you only give him the ayin tachas ayin, and not an ayin nefesh tachas ayin.
But there it's one action, of course.
Yeah, in a chanami, but the multiple psukim, one pasuk will be for this, and one pasuk will be for that. Okay, anyway, continue on. El Omer Ravashi, you're 100% right. A new reason why I need the pasuk kol chayram ashiyachram in Adam. He should be Meshalim, meaning that until now, all the Kamib Ramines have been focusing on paying Momoin together with Misa, or Momoin together with Malkis, and that Momoin is usually for compensation. A person went and Chas Shalom did a Chabura, for instance, he knocked at the other guy's eye, he's now worth much, much less on the market, and so therefore he has to go and pay the Nezik, the Tzar, Ripa, Shevis, and Boishes. These are all compensatory damages. Says the Torah, if at the same time you knocked out the guy's eye, you also killed him, then come the Rabbinah. However, what happens if the monetary damages are not for compensation? They are punitive It's what we call a knas. Since the whole union of a knas is Rashi, this is a gzeiris melechi. Kodesh Baruch Hu says, I don't care what the subjective circumstances are. In every case, you always have to pay 50 shkolim, or 100 shkolim, or whatever it happens to be. So therefore, take for instance by an eved. If you go and kill the eved, you have to pay the odoin 30 shkolim. 30 shkolim, maybe this eved is worth much more. Maybe it's worth much less.
The animal kills.
The animal kills? No, it's not the animal kills.
Kaifer, yeah.
Good, kaifer.
Kaifer avodim.
Fine. Anyway, shkoyach. But anyway, the bottom line is it's a standard formula. Why? So maybe there the Torah says that one should have misa and knas. Don't say come the ramine because the whole inyan of knas is a chiddush shechotcha by Torah. So maybe one should go and pay knas together with the misa. Kamash malan. That's why I have another pasuk. Kol cheder mashiachem and adam lo yipada. You don't have to give a penny of knas if the person is sentenced chas v'sholem to die. Nefesh tachas nefesh. Well, it depends. We're not dealing with that pasuk here.
So why ayin tachas ayin? You say it's moment.
Oh, because Gemara said they tachas v'cheskiyah. Because otherwise, it's going to be ayin v'nefesh tachas ayin. Because if chas v'sholem, you go and knock out the guy's eye. If you do it with real strong force, the person chas v'sholem could die. But anyway, yeah, was
there. I remember from Sadhu, I read his
Pierre Sadhu, yeah.
So he says that it's not only it could be you hit somebody's eye, sometimes you could cause them other bodily damage.
Uh-huh.
You could also cause them infection.
Yeah.
You never know. It's,
exactly.
It's a wild card. How could the title allow such a thing?
It's Lav Dafkin Misa.
It just extends it.
Very good. Excellent. Good. So you're expanding and expounding upon the Becheskia that you're only allowed to take out the eye, and here you're giving an eye and mit an infection, an eye and mit those. So yeah, 100% right. Anyway, so bottom line is, says the Gemara, that's why I need the pasuk kol cheder mashiachram, not only a regular kamer aminei with compensatory damages, but even knas, punitive damages. Right, Gemara, one second, let's just finish until the Mishnah. Ule rabba di omer chidishu shechidshetari b'knas, aval gav de mikta mishalim. Rabba Taka holds that. We had this rabba a couple of days ago. The rabba Taka holds that if a person does an act where the two punishments are, one is misa and the other is tashlumen, not tashlumen of compensation, but a tashlumen of knas, then einach and amitake have to pay, because the Torah was machavish, gzeidus melech, you always have to pay, regardless, whatever the circumstances are. What is he going to do with the kol cheirim? He'll hold tackle like the very first pshat that we started off with yesterday. What is that? The case of the yoytzili horeg, the omer echad erkoi olai. The only reason why the Gemara didn't like this teretz, because Gemara said, "What do we do to Chananya ben Akavya?" That he says that you do have to pay erchin.
So according to him,
but if you hold like the Tanna Kama, no problem. And therefore, Baruch Hashem, we've had several possible interpretations of the pasuk called Chedim. And now, Brother Shai would like to present the point.
By Tramua, isn't that we brought earlier, which is Kofri? Isn't that a case of Kanas?
What do you mean, the kofra?
Compensatory.
In the case of kofir, what you're really doing is you're getting into a very touchy sugya. Because it depends whether you hold kufra kapora and kufra mamoina, and whether you have to go and give the domain mazik or the domain nizik. If it's the domain nizik, then it's clearly a case of compensation. That this nizik was worth $10,000, the shor killed him. You have to go pay the koi for the $10,000. If you hold that kufra is not kufra mamoin, but kufra kapara, it's a kapara on the mazik, and you have to go and pay the mazik's value, then you can go and clear whether that in fact is compensation, or whether that's really more punitive, more of a knas. You go and say it's compensation, because the guy should have died, nefesh tachas nefesh, he killed him, and he should also die. So therefore we say, no, his compensation, whatever he is worth. Or you can go and say, no, that is taka knas. What does it have to do with the victim? The victim was a janitor, he's only worth $10. The guy is sure that this guy was worth it. He was a chairman of the board of whatever, of a new.com, which is now worth $1 billion overnight. So he's worth much, much more. Nevertheless, okay, you can correct. But Pashup Shad is a cold mitzad.
Pashup Shad and
Kaifer. Yeah. Pashup Shad
and Kaifer is it's a kapara.
A kapara, that's right. Kufra kapara. Yeah. Okay, Rabbi Sai, Zeh Gishmak, onto a new Mishnah, Zokta Mishnah Vaita. We all know that it says in the parasha of Oynes, as well as the parasha of Mefata, that it's got to be that he was Ma'anes or Mefata and Nara Psula. But in addition to that, the Torah also adds the magic words, Asher Loy Oyrosa. Ki Yimta Ish nar psula asher loy oirasa usfasa v'shechav ima. Now, what means asher loy oirasa? That means that she was not betrothed, which means she was not married. She didn't have
erisin. It's by mafata you're talking about.
Both oinus and mafata. Both oinus and mafata are the same pasuk. Asher loy oirasa.
Oh, right, right.
Rasa with a sin, right?
Because then he gets misa for it.
Rasa is spelled with a sin, but it's pronounced like with a samach. Ki yimtze ish nar psula asher loy oirasa usfasa. Usfasa means he grabbed her. B'shechav ima, that's a case of oinsin. Okay. Then there's another pasuk. V'chiyafate ish psula asher loy oirasa. V'shechav ima, mohar yimarena loy leisha. So the asher loy rasa appears with both. At the moment we're focusing on the asher loy rasa by the oinsin. And the Torah is telling us that if a person lived with a nara psula against her will, he violated her, and she was not married, then you gotta go and pay the 50 shkolim. Okay, zayin interesant. Now why does the Torah have to add the words asher loy rasa? L'chayra, if this isha was oirasa, if she was married, then she's an eishes ish. If she's an eishes ish, a person lives with an eishes ish, what's the din?
Misa!
And coming to Rav Mina, you wouldn't have to go and pay a kenas. The Torah doesn't have to add the words asher loirasa. We all know that she cannot be married. She must be single. Whether she's divorced, whether she's a widow, whether she happens to be never married, makes no difference. Of course, it has to be a psula. Psula. But if she's a psula, then the din applies of 50. Why does it have to add the words asher loy eirasa? And because of that, we're going to have a big machloikis, Rabbi Yossi Aglili and Rabbi Akiva. Zok the Mishnah. Narish nis arsa venis karsha. Oh, that asher loy eirasa doesn't mean that now she is not ureses. Because of other, if she is a married lady, then the din of skila is not a din of paying money. But we're talking about if she was already married. But unfortunately, the marriage did not last very long. They didn't even get to the Nisuan stage. It ended Nebuch in the Erisin stage. Meniskarshan, there was a get. And now someone violates this young lady. How do you interpret the pasuk of V'chiyimtze ish nara psula asher loy oirasa? Does that mean that she was never married, or that she hadn't gotten married yet, or she was married already and she got divorced? Zok the Mishnah Rabbi Yosef Glili Oimer Ein Lo Kenas. There is no din of kenas. Why? Asher loy eirasa is not telling us present marriage, but even if she had a prior marriage, then she's out of the parasha of the kenas of 50 shkolim. Rabbi Kiva, oimer yesh lo kenas. She does have a din of kenas. Aye, asher loy eirasa. So tomorrow, uknas aliatzma. The whole pasuk that it says asher loy eirasa is referring to a case that you have to go and pay. V'nasan l'avia, you have to go and pay the 50 shkolim to the father. Zokt Rabbi Akiva, if however she was previously married and divorced, and now she's still a psula, and a person violated her, according to Rabbi Yosef Glili, you're off the hook, because she was oirasa previously, and according to Rabbi Akiva, you're not off the hook. It's just that the recipient of the 50 is no longer the father, it goes to her. Where do we take this from? Zok di Gemara, Ma'it Rabbi Yosef Glili, Amakro Asher Loi Oirasa. It's Dafka, when do you pay the 50 if she was never married? Ha Orsa, but if she was previously married, even though she's not married now, hey, look at us, as soon as she gets married, she takes the ring, arose from the parasha of Ma'anis and Mafata, no din of Kenas.
How does
Hazal
decide whether a person gets
knas
or not
knas? What do you mean?
Certain people get
knas. Well, the Torah gives certain rules. For instance, it's not a psula. What happens if a person violates a ba'ula? Everybody would agree there's no din of knas. It's not a nice thing to do, but
basically,
yeah.
She wasn't married yet.
Right, that's what it basically
means. Like a single girl.
That's what he's saying. Since it says in the Torah, not a psula shelo eirasa, the chayda shelo eirasa is ibrig. Ibrig means it's superfluous. Why is it superfluous? Because we're talking about a nara psula. If she was in fact married, then of course there's no din of knas. She's an HSH. You have to not only throw the books at him, you got to go and throw the stones at him. He's a very bad guy. So why does the Torah say there's a din of knas asher loy rasa? Says it basically means not only that she's not married now, she was never married previously. But if she was married at one time in the past, then we say that ain lo knas. Rabbi Akiva agrees with the words, but if Rabbi Akiva says Ashlo Yirasa is Liavia Hayirasa Liatzma, if she was previously married, there is a din of Kenas, but it's a different recipient. We don't give the Kenas to the father; we give the Kenas to her. Now the Gemara asks obvious kashas. Elameata. Once you're telling me, according to Rabbi Akiva, Ashlo Yirasa doesn't take away the chi of paying; it just changes the recipient. Same thing is Narabsu. What happens if it's a boigris? By boigris, kuli alma moida ain't lakras. The machloik is the gabiktana. Who's the machloik is between Barry? According by Akitana, is machloik is Rabbanan and Meir. No problem. It was excellent. It was excellent. Anyway, but the point he's referring to this mission. We're talking about the previous mission. Anyway, if it was Akitana, then it would be a machloik. But by boigris, kuli alma moida. State the Torah, nara. Nara means between 12 and 12 and a half. So, you're going to tell me the same thing. That if he went and violated a boigris, he still has to pay knas. By nara, you have to give the money to whom? To the father. And if it's a boigris, then the money goes to her.
Because nara boigris, you're still on
Arusa. Yeah, we're putting aside Arusa now. We're putting aside Arusa now. The Gemara is trying to bring a rai against Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva says, Ashalohi Rasa comes to tell you that if she was previously married, there's still a din of Kenas. You state Ashalohi Rasa, you don't give the Kenas to the father, you give the Kenas to her.
But she's not married now.
Now the Gemara is going one step further. Gemara is saying, according to your approach, Rabbi Akiva, it says in the passing, Nara, Psula, Nara. So it means if a boy grits, you're potter. No. Says Rabbi Akiva, no! According to Rabbi Akiva, according to your reasoning, we should say, you're still chayiv, just don't give it to the father. Give it to her. Furthermore, says Nara Psula. We know Psula means Veloy Ba'ula. If someone violates a Ba'ula, there's no din of Kenas. Say the same thing. There's no din of Kenas to the father. Hachanam Delatzma, give the Kenas to her. Ella, what are you going to tell me? Nah, come on. Give me a break. It means Legamri. You don't pay at all. Once she was married, that's it. The Kenas parsha goes away. No more din of Kenas. Azizuk Rabbi Yisaglidi. Amalach Rabbi Akiva, highly Irasa mi boyle likrasanya. Says Rabbi Akiva, I'm going to go in Darshana Shel Irasa in accordance with the following brisa. Now on the top, it looks like it's the same, but we'll see in a moment that we're going to have a stira between Rabbi Akiva and Rabbi Akiva. What is the new brisa of Rabbi Akiva likrasanya? Asheloi Irasa prat lenarish in his arsa venis karsha she'ein laknas. Every basically word for word like our Mishnah, no difference. But listen to Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva oimer yesh laknas, like it said in our Mishnah. But then what did it say in the Mishnah? Uknasali atzma, it said in the Mishnah, and now it says uknasal avia, and you give the knas to the father. Everybody should be screaming. Rabbi Akiva just said uknasali atzma.
Isn't she sold b'chayim ma'amah? She's been married.
That's only if she was sold as a shifcha. Not, there's a din of ein ishus achar shifchas, but there's no din of ein ishus achar ishus. Even if she was married in the skarsha, her father still has the right to go and marry her off in the future. You're thinking about if the father sold her as a shivcha, and then she was amavriya. She was sold at the age of 3. Now she's 9 years old. After she leaves, can the father sell her? Ain ishus achas shivchas. That's the yisur mechayev. Here we're talking about ishus achas. Yeah. Anyway, beginning back to Agavai. Zok yetzim aranochamul. Rabbi Kiva oimesh to knas knos levi. Now we're going to deal with the stira of Rabbi Kiva on the omid base. But first, we're going to continue Rabbi Kiva's thought pattern and his analysis. Dr. Akiva, but I didn't know he said, really, l'chayra, I don't need a posik, because I can learn it based on svar. Hoyel, v'avia zakai b'kesef kidusheha, since the father, even now, even after she became a nizgar, she's never chagrusha, but she's still a na'ara, she's not a boigris yet, the father is still entitled to go and get the kesef kidushin. V'avia zakai b'kesef kenasa. And the Torah gave to the father the right to receive the knas if chas v'shalom someone was ma'anis or mafat to his daughter. So therefore, we have a parallel between these two cases. The money still goes li'avia, even multiple times. The father theoretically become a millionaire if he marries her off 100 times, and each time she gets a get, and she was never sold for shifcha, she was only sold to go and marry someone, and afterwards the marriage didn't work. He always gets the kesef kedusha. Is that kesef kedusha? Avabishin is harasem niskar shel yavir. should also go Leviyah, which is what Rabbi Akiva learns according to this brisa, the Knas Leviyah. So if that's the case, what do you need a pasuk for? According to you, Rabbi Akiva, logically, what you're saying makes sense, there's no difference. Just like she keeps on getting the Kesef Kiddush, she keeps on getting the Kesef Knas. So what do we need Ashaloi Rasa? Mufna! The Ashaloi Rasa are extra superfluous words to teach you a hekish. The hekish loy v'lod ne menu gzeri shava. What's the gzeri shava? Nema kan Ashaloi Rasa. Nema alon legabe de parish of mefater oldes Ashaloi oy Rasa. Ma kan non af lahalo nun am alalon shkolam af kan shkolam. Now we've had this drasha before, but not using these words. We've gone and said, because it says psula ha psulois. We learn one psula from another. In fact, we're going to see that drasha again on the Amazes.
I didn't think it even says nara in one of them.
Nara hanara, right.
Three nara, nara hanara, and then psula, psulois ha psulois. We had that back in the beginning, probably shkoyach. Was machloek, but ultimately the Gemara added them together and made six out of it. One legufe, one ledis. Okay, anyway, at the previous Gemara, Ishkoyach, everybody remembers. Now, the reason why the Gemara has to say Afkan Nun and Afkan Shkolim is because both parishes in the Torah are missing a couple of words. Meaning, by the case of Mefata, it says Kesef Yishkoil Kemoira Psulis. You gotta go and pay Shkolim, Yishkoil. But I don't know how many Shkolim. In the parish of Ma'anis, there it says he has to go and pay Chamishim Kosef. But I don't know which size of the Kesef. After all, when it comes to silver coins, there are many different sizes. You can have the Shekel, you can have the Dinar, you can have the Mo'o, you can have the Punyon, you can have the Isser. All types of different sizes. So maybe the 50 shkolim, no, not 50 shkolim, 50 kesef means 50 dimes. How do you know it means 50 silver dollars? That's what I learned one from the other. Here it says shkolim, therefore there is shkolim. Here it says 50, there is 50. And learn one from the other, 50-50. Ah, so what's the basis of this hekish, or really the gzeir shava? It's based on ashaloi rasa, ashaloi rasa. These words are superfluous to learn this trashim. Freiti mar, Rebbe Akiva, my chos is the ashaloi rasa, the gzeir shava. Upsulalim utei b'ula. In other words, the ashaloi rasa is superfluous, I don't need that. Then I'm going to learn for the gzeir shava, 50-50. Absula, what am I going to say? Absula is daska. That's to tell you the halacha. The beula, you're part of. There's no din of kness. Let's go and do the other way around. Aim absula gzeira shava. Vashaloi oirasa prat linara shenis arsa benis karsha. In other words, what the Gemara is telling us essentially is that I have two terms in this pasuk. One of them is davka, literal, and the other one is to teach a gzeira shava because it's superfluous. So you're saying the ashaloi rasa, I don't need those words, the extra. So what I learned from the extra words, one to the other, 50 shkot. Psula, oh, psula is davka, psula is b'ula, it's got to be a psula. Maybe psula is lav davka, psula is tzai gzeirisha. Here it says psula, here it says psula, gzeirisha. The ashaloi rasa, that's taka davka. Pratlin narish in his arsa, ven is karsha. That any time a girl is married and then unfortunately gets divorced, even though she's still a psula, you're potter from the din of knas. Why don't you learn it that way, Rebbe Akiva? That you're mistava ashloi rasa legzeri shava. I prefer the ashloi rasa. It's more mistava, that's gzeri shava. Why? Shani koire bo nara psula. The Torah, after all, said psula. Psula. Psula means v'loi b'ula. And therefore, the extra words are shel oyerasa. Freiti mora adaraba. Go on, don't say psula, 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 psula. Say it nicely and gently. Psula, gzeri shava. Why? Shani koire ba ashloi rasa. The ashloi rasa. Those are the major words you should scream at. Ashloi rasa. To tell you, lamute narishinis atin is garsha. So why are you saying that this word is dafka and this is the superfluous word? Say this is dafka, this is superfluous. Zokti mar mistavra ha'ishtani gufa v'ha lo yishtani gufa. Says Rabbi Kiva al pisvara that since the Torah is mechayiv knas by a psula, psula remains a psula, she gets her knas. Once she becomes a ba'ula, she becomes like a new creation. That's already a different story. Ishtani gufa. That's what the Torah gives the Torah. The Ashaloi Rasa, the fact that she got married, she got divorced, bottom line is she's still single, and she never consummated the marriage, there was no Nisuin, so before she was a Nara Psulin, she's still a Nara Psulin, Lo Yishtani Gufa. Yeah, there was this short interim period of time that she was technically married, but the marriage dissolved and finished. So therefore, Lo Yishtani Gufa, Lo Yishtani Gufa, more mistava to say, here the Knas continues, and here the Knas does not continue. How does he know, although the Gemara uses the term svara, he really means to say, how does he know the gzeira shava to tell you the din of 50 shkolim? After all, he used ashaloi rasa to tell you prat le narash in his arsa v'in his karsha. So the nafkal imitan you learn the brayse kesser yish more absulis she hezek more absulis more absulis kizeh. What does that mean? Here it says kesser yishko. The other place it says chamishim kasef. I learn one from the other to go and tell you the din of 50 shalom. Good. So that's the end of the brayse. But now let's get back to our original. What's the problem?
So basically, doesn't have gzeir shava. He's just sort of taking and just combining, synthesizing the two parshios.
That is correct. Rashi says kimor absulis. Minyan hamafurash eitzel oinus, because the Torah says you have to go and pay kesef yishkol. I got to pay kesef of shkolim. Yeah. How much? Like moir psulis. Where do I find moir psulis? Oh, I find the gabi oinus. It's a little different.
Merge the two parshios.
Merge the two.
It's not
the Torah. It's not only merge. It's a synthesizing the two together.
The word moir psulis. Yeah, that's the meaning of the word moir psulis.
Exactly. Very good. Anyway, so getting back to our Gemara now, that was all fascinating. We had a beautiful Braisa, but now we come back to square one. Kasha Rabbi Akiva, Rabbi Akiva. In our Mishnah, it says that you pay the knas to the
girl.
What does it say in our Mishnah? And what does it say in the Mishnah?
It says
Shkoyach! Shkoyach, thank you. That's the same Mishnah. That's the Mishnah of Yosef Glin and Rabbi Akiva. Shkoyach. That's the last one. Right.
But
the Braisa says, forget, can I sell Levia? It's a Chastir. And for the watch, not only Rabbi Akiva, Rabbi Akiva had two Talmud. Leave them. One Talmud said one way, one Talmud said the other way. Both of them agree you've got to pay the knas. The question is who gets the knas. So Timar, let me understand something. Even though I have this Gzeirah Shavah, I don't uproot the Pasuk totally. What is the Gemara bothered by? It says in the Pasuk, Nara Psula Asher Loi Oirasa. That by adding the word Asher Loi Oirasa, as we said before, it cannot mean that she's an Arusa at that time, because then there would be a din of skill. So it must be talking about that she was previously married. Uh-huh. So she, even though she was previously married, says something is different in the Pasuk. So according to the Mishnah, I understand what's different. The Pasuk is telling you that if she was single and never married in her life, never, and she's still an Arab Sula, then the 50 goes Lavia. Oh, if it's Asher Lo Yirasa, if she was married at one time, something has changed. What's changed? The money doesn't go Liavia, the money goes Liatzma. But now, according to the Braisa, then there's absolutely no difference between if she was ever married, you're married, Nish married. Why? Because always it goes Liavia, according to the Braisa. So what's the purpose of Asher Lo Yirasa? You tell me if it's Gzeirah Shavah. Yes, if Yimara. Like the Mishnah, the Gzeirah Shavah, it's not Mafkia Legamri from the Poshet Pshat. Actually, Ross Ataka, there's some sort of change as a result of the Ederson. What's the change? A different address where you send the check. You don't give the check to Levia, you go and give it to Atzma. Okay, the check. But to go and say Ashley Rasa is only Gzeirah Shavah, but the same din continues to apply. It's not Mistavah for Eiti Yimara. It's Zeshver Azoitzelen. And the Kiva the Brahis asks Gzeirah Shavah, Umafke, Mipasha Legamri, that Ashley Rasa has absolutely, Malav Loy Moited, has absolutely no consequences, ramifications at all. Amram Nachmar Yitzhana Nishna Zoishver, Kribe Ashley, not Oirasa, Asheloi Arusa, that at this moment she's not an Arusa. If she's at that moment an Arusa, then you're parted from paying. But if she's an Arusa, I'm sorry?
Sure, come and drop me there. You can.
Frank Diamara, Arusa Baskili, I don't need that, like we've said already a few times. Oh, the whole parsha of a knas, the whole din of Oinus and Mafata is a knas. So even though we're talking giving him skila, but before you go and give skila to him, first write out the check for 50 shkolim, and then we go and go, that's his, he has to pay for his last supper, and you go pay the 50 shkolim, okay, now you go and kill him.
Check balance, you have no time whatsoever.
That'd be a big problem. Anyway, Zokti Mora, so I would have thought, that's why they had to Asheloi Rasa, that Asheloi Arusa, that if this Nara Psula is married, not only, what I would have thought, that not only do you have the din of skila, but also the din of kanas, kamash malon, no kanas, that you don't have to go on the bank.
That's changing the pshat.
We had this rabbi not too long ago. We had him on the Amar Aleph. Rabbi says in Einach Nami, there's a special din by kanas. Avagav the miktal is yom mishalim my ikla meimar. Every morning, some like Rabbi Kiva the Masnis and Einach Nami, he taka hold like Rabbi Kiva of the Mishnah that one does pay the kanas because it's chiddush chiddush Torah. You gotta go and pay kanas. makes no difference, and therefore it goes like
that. So according to Rabbi, according to Rabbi Akiva, he gives the Kiddush Kol to her, and then he gets Seila.
Mm-hmm.
That's right.
That's what it comes out. Exactly right. Exactly right. Tanur Banan.
Checks are very late.
Even our dollar bills years ago, you don't remember, you're all youngsters, you say silver certificate on top, and therefore you can go and give it to a bank and you can go and get mamish silver. Earlier, before 1933, it was gold certificate, you were able to go and get gold.
Long time.
Now it just says on it, federal notes, whatever that means.
It's more than it's just a piece of paper.
Okay, if you believe in Obama, then it's worth money. If you don't, then okay. Anyway, tell me about it. Shteit yetz in the braisa. Kenos lemi. Who does the knaz go to? It's a posik, yeah. Abishtei to on the braisa. Kenos lemi lavia. Vish omrim li atzma. Freit imara. Li atzma. Am I? The Torah is okto. You give lavia. What's going on over here? Omrim chizach ben arshin isarz and iskarsha askin. And become if we be plunked in a rekiva. The masir a rekiva. The braisa. Those are takip shad in the braisa. That the Tanakam with the Kenos lemi lavia is going according to Rabbi Kiva of the braisa. Vish omrim Rabbi Kiva of the Mishnah. And that's the whole machloik of the gabe. Narshin isarz. So ikka chosman asayv. It doesn't tell us what the story is talking about. But that's what the Pshat and the Braise is talking about. Narishin Zaris and Nusna Machlokes. Okay. Amar Abai. Ba'aleha. He went, the perpetrator went and lived with this Nara Psula. And before we had a chance to go and collect the Kenas, Nebuchu Mesa, not Mesa the same day. She could have died 6 months later. But the point is that until they went into Bezin, until they were Tevea, the guy, Nebuch, she passed away. Potter, then the perpetrator is Potter from paying Kenas.
The father can't claim anything interesting.
Exactly. He can claim, but he won't get paid. He can pay the lawyers, but he won't be able to collect. What's the right from the Potter? He could have said, the Pasi is talking about Nara Psula. So he could have said, the Nasa Lavia, which they Lavia Nara, but that's talking about the Nara. So the therefore, he's Potter. Zokti Mara, this is the Chadobah Pasha according to Bai.
The father's not a Yorish.
I'm sorry?
The father's not a Yorish.
That's the Chedish of the Pasi over here. That's the Chedish of this Drasha.
He's not Yorish.
He gets nothing.
Zokti Mara, the reason why the Dovid is talking about Yerusha is because the next Chedish of Gemara. He's already preempting the next Chedish of Gemara. What's the next Gemara? Milta the Pshita Leila Abai was a double portion by Abai, that Abai says, Potur, the boy Rabba is taking in a shaylit Rabba. The boy Rabba of the Gefreit Azei. Yesh bagger bekever, ain bagger bekever. Yesh bagger bekever, ude beno have. Why would it be beno? Because of Dine Yerusha. You say it, Abdullah knows what he's talking about. Alright, Dilma, ain bagger bekever, the viahava. What is this bagger bekever? Let's take a look at the Rashi. Two lines before the wide lines of Rashi. Yesh bagger bekever, three lines before the wide line. Emesa bena arusa, actually, omde bedin. The perpetrator, and he did his maisa nevola. And therefore he's got to go and pay the 50. But they didn't have a chance to go to Bezdin yet. And Nebuch, she died in Arusa. Now, v'igiyaz man bagrusa bekever. Now she became a boigeris bekever. Meaning that when she died, she was 10, 11, 12. And now, when she became, it's a year, 2 years later, it's on the first, second, third yard site. And Nebuch, she's already aged, so to speak. She's now babbling kever. Michoshev bagr oilai. Do we go and celebrate the birthday? I mean, do you put all the you make the candles? I mean, with mitzing happy birthday. The common farish was lemayilcha. So what type of question is that? It's a very modern question. Oh, I'll tell you what. Yesh bagger became zutrashi. V'chi heichi di imloy his speaker lamid b'din at shebogra. What happened? Not that she died chulila. She broke Hashem alive and kicking. But by the time they got to Bezin had a very full court docket. By the time they got around to it, she was already a bagaris. She already her status. She's no longer an arish. Now we're not finished yet. It's not like come on, but Perik Narim Shnis Patata. We're going to learn Mitch in next Mishnah. Perik Narim, that's the next Perik. Which they thought the Hari Hainly Atzva Velelavia. In other words, the Maisa Mas in the Vola, the Maisa Oynis Mafata took place when she was a Nara, according to the Mayor, even when she was a Ketana, like you said before. And by the time they got to the court, by the time they assessed the devil, then they had to bring Adam and they got some Masa, she was already a. But yes, who gets the money now? Then it goes la'atva v'loy li'ovia. Bahashta nami. So now I have the same situation. What's that situation? Baga b'kever. What happens if when the father took the person to Bezin, she was a nara? Nebuch, she died. According to Abai, okay, the case is finished. The case is dismissed. Mace is potter. No, according to Rav, we're not finished yet. Because Rav says, no, bagger bekever, meaning they started the hitaka was ma'anasa when she was Nebuchanara. Nebuch, she died. There in Bezdin. Now it's, she became a begeris in Nebuch in the kever.
She never really did.
Oh, it doesn't. The shaila of Rav is mafkia koyecho av. Or not. In other words, according to Rava, there would be tashlumen. It's as if she's still alive. That if she's still alive and she becomes a begeres, we say that the money goes li atzma. So she is dead. But the question is, who do we give the money to now? So Rava doesn't look like a bayah. No, it's all, the case is over. Now the case continues on. The question is, who do you give the money to? So by the fact that she became a begeres bekever, she's no longer 12 and a half, she's now 13 and a half, 14, 15. Just like if she were alive, the money would not go to the father, it would go to her. So now it also goes to her. But she's dead, so it goes to Bano, it would go to her child. Only question is, how could she have a child? She was a ketano and a nara. How could she have a child? That's tomorrow's Gemara. Frank the Gemara. Umimi Ebra. How could she have a child if she's only ketana? That's tomorrow's Gemara. But the Gemara asks now, assuming that she would have a child, would it go to the child? Or do you say no? Since the father is alive and kicking, she's unfortunately dead, although you have to go and pay. There's no dinner by Geras Bekever. You don't celebrate happy birthday when she's already dead. So therefore, it doesn't become the case of Begeris where the money goes to Atzma, but rather she remains in her Nara status and the money goes to the father. So far, that's the Rav Shaila. We're going to continue on the Shaila Miachim tomorrow.